Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And I'm Christine Marie.
And I'm Julie. We're mother and daughter. We're here to hopefully make your Sunday nights awesome and fun and enjoyable.
That's true. That's true. Who are you, though, Julie? Who are we?
Well, we are certified coaches, but this is not what our show is about.
Yeah, and I'm a psychotherapist, but that's not what our show is about.
No.
What is our show about?
Our show is to bring a little bit of joy and laughter.
Hopefully. Yes.
And
not take things too seriously.
No. We do talk about serious stuff in a
yes.
in our own unique way.
Yes.
Because literally life is short.
Right.
And I think this is my favorite hour of my week.
Yes.
And so
it's
many
a little
ways,
selfish of us, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And in so many ways, I frame my whole week around this hour.
Yeah.
So I see my life through joy. It's like, oh, that's kind of funny. I need to share that with mom.
Exactly.
Oh, that's kind of funny. I need to share it with mom.
Yes.
You know, oh, here's a good idea.
Which means that you're saving it up for the radio show.
I am.
Yeah.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
And that's totally cool, right?
It is very cool.
And so that's
who
we are.
You forgot to say that you were a trucker as well, though.
I am. And so a lot of my stories come from trucking. The road.
Keep on trucking.
We've done a lot of things through the course of our life.
We've done a lot.
You know, I'm a school teacher. I was a school teacher years ago.
Yes.
And I'm only a trucker because my father's a trucker. You
That's
know,
right.
If my dad was a doctor, I'd probably be a doctor. I know.
Sorry.
Well, it's your
sorry.
Fault.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Not sorry.
Yeah.
Because I get to be with you and share your life with you.
And so, you know, you only have one life to live, people, and live it the way
YOLO.
You want to.
YOLO.
Exactly. Yeah. Give me a break. I have a moral dilemma for you, or
Is it a riddle?
I'm going to propose a scenario.
Okay.
And I would like to know how you would solve the
Yay.
Scenario.
Okay, good.
Being a good person, you know, being a good person.
Being a psychotherapist, being a coach, being a decent human being.
Right.
Now, we'll see about that.
Okay, so let's say you go to a rest area. It's 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And it's a nice rest area. You get your mask on. You're good mm-hmm. to go. You mm-hmm. walk into the rest area. You go to the bathroom. Nobody around. And you literally almost slide and land on your ass. And what you realize, there is not just a drop, but there is a ton of pink soap on the floor. A ton of pink soap on the floor.
Oh, no.
And you literally almost wipe out.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, you catch yourself and you go to the bathroom. And during this time, you're thinking, well, I don't want some other person to fall on their ass.
Right.
Maybe crack their head open.
Yes.
What do you do?
Right.
What do you do, girlfriend?
What do I do about that?
I mean, what?
Well,
it's
first
2:30
of all,
in the morning.
Yeah. First of all, I make sure that I can get out safely.
I think
of myself first because if I think of myself first, that means I'm thinking of my family.
There you go.
They'd be
so
unhappy.
When the plane's going down, you always put the mask on yourself
exactly
first.
Right. That's exactly right. Then I guess if I have, I guess I could assess the situation.
Okay.
And see if there were, like, is it enough paper towels that I could maybe clean it up?
Now,
was enough paper towels that I could make a trail so the next person would go, oh, wait, what's this?
Right.
And look at that.
Now, they have no paper towels.
There's no paper towels.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, do I have paper and pen that I could maybe write a little note
don't
somewhere?
Have paper and pen.
And don't
These
have paper
These are all
and
good
pen.
Ideas.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So, after having done all that I think I can do,
right.
I just get back in my truck or car.
Keep on moving.
And keep on trucking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And say a little prayer.
And say a little prayer. Exactly. Well,
I say a little prayer for you.
You were on the right track of what I did.
Really?
Yes. This bathroom had no paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I took the toilet paper and I circled a big, huge circle on the floor.
Good.
Where the
good.
Little heart of where the soap was at.
So that people could avoid it.
People going, who the hell did this?
Yeah, who made this mess?
I know.
Yeah. And then you get arrested for
loitering.
For littering.
Littering, not loitering.
Loitering because you took your time to put the circle around the
and
the soap.
Listen, I was there for a while. I had my 30-minute break I had to get rid of. So yeah. I was there for a while.
I was wondering what you were going to do during your 30-minute break.
That
you
was what I did.
You put toilet paper around a lot of soap on the floor.
Yes. You know, and And so I'm just like, okay.
And then you felt like you did your good job.
I did. I felt like I did my due diligence. I did my good deed.
Did anybody else come in during that time?
No, it was 2:30 in the morning. I just didn't want, nobody came in.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure that nobody got hurt. That was my only goal.
Right.
And I couldn't clean it up. It was so much soap. There was not enough toilet paper to take care of it.
Yeah. That would be just icky looking as well. Nothing would flush and blah, blah, blah.
No. So we were on the same page.
I think we did.
Make a trail. I don't understand what that meant, make a trail.
Well, so that people would go, wait, what's this? And then they would follow the trail.
Yeah. Oh, the trail's a soap. There you go.
Yeah.
On the floor. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you know, you mentioned 2:30 in the morning, you know, like nobody was there. Well, I was watching a paranormal caught on camera, mm-hmm. and this guy was driving down, I don't know, some highway, and it was about 2:30 in the morning, and he sees this woman in a white wedding dress holding flowers and just walking down the road.
Yes.
And he stops to kind of take a picture because he pulls over and asks her if she's needing help or anything, and she just keeps on walking, doesn't look at him, doesn't say anything. And so then he takes video, of course, and then turns it into paranormal caught on camera. So I see it and I say to myself, I don't know. I think this is just some poor woman partied too much, had an argument and is walking down the highway.
Yes.
She doesn't look like a ghost to me.
No, it looks more normal.
I showed
than
it
paranormal.
To you.
You did show it to me.
Yeah. It just looks sad.
Yeah.
It just looks sad. Like, this was a bad night.
Yeah.
You had an argument. You're walking down this highway at 2:30 in the morning in your wedding gown.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I do.
But now, I did show you this one little sequence in Paranormal caught on camera. It was called Time Warp.
You showed me two things on Paranormal that I was, like, freaked out
well,
by.
They were three things, and they were in the same segment. You know how Paranormal has segments? And this segment was called Time Warp.
Yes.
Or Slips in Time. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was called. And the three things were, there was this one of a doggy. And this dog was this guy's dog. He had gone out to take the trash out and come back, and his dog was in the hallway. He lived in an apartment. And his dog was just, like, frozen.
Right.
And he's talking to his doggy and he pets it and it doesn't move.
Okay.
It doesn't move. Yeah. And he says that he was like this for several minutes until, you know, it became normal. And then the next one was people were driving down this highway and they looked up and they saw this bird. Mm-hmm. And this bird was just hanging in the air.
Right.
It wasn't flying. It was just hanging, mm-hmm. you know, with its wings outstretched. Almost looked like a cross.
Right.
Not flying, but just hanging. And it looked like it was obviously dead. And just suspended in midair. Slip in time. Time warp. And the third one was this passenger plane. And it was just there. Not moving.
Right.
Suspended in time. What did you think about those three things, girlfriend?
Okay, well, they have freaked me out.
Yeah.
The dog was freaky.
Yeah.
But I thought the dog could have been in a seizure.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
The bird was freaky, but I'm like, okay, that's just odd. Seeing this big, huge jet plane not move in the sky.
Right.
I've had that happen to me before where it is an optic, where you think it's not moving. You know, just because you're moving a certain direction at the same time the plane's kind of slowing down mm-hmm. to land. Mm-hmm. I don't know what speed the plane is going mm-hmm. at that certain moment. Mm-hmm. But this plane truly looked like it was not moving. Mm-hmm. It was suspended in time.
Right.
So when you put all three of those things together,
right.
I thought, please, dear Lord, don't let this ever happen to me.
Don't let me pierce through time and do something weird. Well, you know, you kind of debunked all of them. And I was kind of in agreement with you in the sense that the poor doggy could have been in a seizure, although we've had our pets have seizures.
Yeah.
And they're not still.
No.
They're not still, like, just frozen.
No. They don't stand up. They typically fall over.
Correct.
And, you know.
Right.
No, but, they don't, you know.
But you had mentioned that Tim Ferriss had interviewed this astrophysicist.
Right.
And I had almost heard half of it.
Yeah.
A woman.
Jenna Levine.
Jenna Levine. Something like that. But she talked about how you could see my future.
Right.
But you couldn't see your own future.
Exactly.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, no. Time travel is definitely scientifically proven. It can happen.
Right.
The way it happens is, though, I can go see your future, but I can't see my own future. And so how it works is, here, Mama, I'm going to go see your future. Okay. I go take off to go visit someplace, travel the speed of light, are real close to it. I go at some place that's, let's say, 100 light years away, just 100 light years away.
Oh, just 100.
Let's just say, let's go smaller than that. Let's do 10 light years away.
Okay.
I go the speed of light. I'm there in a heartbeat, come back in a heartbeat. It's been 10 years for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing for me.
Right.
It's been just a brief moment of time for me.
Yeah.
10 years for you.
You look great still.
Yes. Yeah. You've aged. Or you've had work done. Or the collagen and the stem cells.
They've had new treatments in that time.
Yes. And now you've been writing for Hallmark Channel over and over again. You've gotten 12 of your Christmas stories written and produced on Hallmark. You know? And so
thank you for seeing that future for me.
You're welcome. And so that's how it's done. Now, I could go further away and come back. But so let's say I was gone for literally only a week. Okay, but I went in, but light year, I was going that speed of almost light years, real fast, the speed of light. And then come back, it might have been 500 years have gone on for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're dead now. I don't know what the world Earth looks like or what, but I've come to your timeline future.
Right.
Still, it's my own time. I cannot visit myself in the future.
Right.
But what they haven't proven is how to go in the past.
But we know that God can do that.
Right. Okay.
I was thinking about something, and I can't remember what it was right now. Darn it. I lost my train of thought, darn it. It was a good one, though.
Oh, good. Okay, it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very interesting show today.
Really?
I have had the wildest trip with podcasts.
Yeah.
I really wanted to step out of my comfort zone. And there were moments I stepped into my comfort zone. People that I typically listen to had odd people on. But because of where I'm at in my reading with the Keys of Enoch and just this wide range of things.
Oh, can I say something? I remembered what I wanted to
say. Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say about they call it the SSP, the Secret Space Program.
Yes.
And I was listening to this one interview. This guy's in the military, and he does all this stuff for the Secret Space Program, and he has to do this out of time.
Okay.
In other words, and he goes to these underground tunnels, and he goes visits other planets and does military actions for these things. But when he comes back, he's been sleeping all night, and nobody knows that he's been, gone or anything.
Yeah.
And he's like still 19 years old or something
that. Right.
So I find that guy's story pretty amazing too.
That's exactly
knowing that what we're getting to understand about time travel,
right?
And I was just wanting to say what I said: Jesus can do it, or God can do it.
Right.
Was real quickly. I was listening to this preacher, and he was saying that about 15, 20 years ago, he was in Jerusalem, and he and his wife were in a hotel room, and in the middle of the night, angels came and got him, and he said he flew through the roof, and when he landed, he was in Jerusalem at the time of David.
Not New Jerusalem. He was in Old Jerusalem.
And he said what was amazing is he found himself in the same garb with a robe and stuff and sandals. He said the stench was horrible. He said I almost threw up because it was just of these rich spices and animal urine and just people.
He said people urine?
People were urine. And he said everybody was so dirty.
Yeah.
Like they had dirt just deep in their knuckles. But he said, I was supposed to talk to David. And this was at the time before it was between Saul and David were to be king. There was like an election. Mm-hmm. And he said, I was supposed to tell David that God wanted him to go ahead and, for being king or whatever.
Right.
And so I just wanted to say that was. And
time
then
travel.
And then he came back.
So he went to the past.
To the past.
You've told me two stories now that do not, at this moment, we do not have the scientific
proof.
proof that it exists.
But that's only on this level.
Right.
But there really is the deep state that has things that we don't know about.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I believe.
Yeah. I agree with you. Hold on 1 second. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. For whatever reason, it doesn't look like I'm recording anything, but...
Oh, well.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see if it works.
We'll see in 60 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Should I keep going? Should we start over?
We had a little technical issue.
We had a little technical issues. Yeah, definitely.
Big technical issue.
We're back.
And, we time traveled.
We time traveled.
And we do into the future, and people, it is lovely out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but what I wanted to say.
Somehow everybody's debt got paid off.
Yeah.
Nobody has to work anymore. You just do what you want to do.
Technology is amazing.
Yeah.
We're all stupid because no one has to work anywhere. Or we've all plugged into that, like Elon Musk has said, he has a technology to put the wires into our head so that we can connect to the
main computer.
Yes.
The main computer frame.
Exactly.
Lovely.
Exactly. Lovely, lovely, lovely,
lovely. I guess.
Lovely.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
Soylent Green is people.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. I wanted to talk just briefly. So Jenna Levin mm-hmm. talked about her scientific way that they could time travel. They know, they have scientific proof that this is the way time travel can occur.
Right.
And think of Interstellar, you know. Except at Interstellar, there's a part in Interstellar where he does go back in time to, and we see how he was the one that gave his daughter directions on how to, you know, save the planet and all that stuff, yada, yada, yada.
I never saw that movie.
It's a trip. You've never seen Interstellar?
No, uh-uh.
I've seen it like 3 or 4 times. It's a trip.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay. Now, you just like that one guy, though, that talked about how when he was 19 years old, he would work off planet, come right. back. He spent 20-something years.
Yes.
Come back.
Working for the military.
Yeah. He
secret
doesn't
police.
Age in his body on this planet.
No.
It's literally a heartbeat.
Right.
I would think Jenna would call BS on that. At this moment.
Right.
You know.
She would say at this moment.
At this moment.
Yeah.
And now with John Paul, mm-hmm. you know, where he was picked up and, you know, taken back to the past, to old Jerusalem.
Right.
And then you're going, okay, Jenna might also say BS on that mm-hmm. at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, before we even thought about time traveling, you know, when did we really think about time traveling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Back to the Future came.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, we really thought about time traveling, you know. Before that, we were like, oh. Or, I mean, like, you know, things that we didn't think about before. And I would like to recommend that podcast with Tim Ferriss and Jenna Levin. It was pretty fascinating. Just some of the ideas that they talked about.
Right.
Also, it was a little bit self-masturbatory as well.
I love you, Jenna. That's Tim Ferriss.
I love you, Tim. Oh, you're so good, Tim. You're so good, Jenna. I get it.
That's Tim Ferriss. Yeah.
And sometimes I can't take it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't take it. But some other times I'm like, I can push
we get
away.
It. We get
there
it.
Is a penny. There is a pony in this bullshit.
Right.
There really is.
And a penny.
And a penny. Because that pony loves to
eat. A penny
copper.
For your thoughts. A penny for your thoughts.
Now, as you are telling me this story about going back into old Jerusalem and the stench and the dirt, you know, sometimes I can't even imagine how foul it must smell. Because here we are on this globe at this time. The majority of us have running water.
Right.
You know, and the majority of us can take a shower daily if we wanted to.
Right.
Sometimes I don't. But now.
And the majority of us can afford wet wipes.
That's exactly right. I was going to say that. I mean, do they have wet wipes back in old Jerusalem? Wet wipes / baby wipes.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be real. No. I buy enough Huggies.
They had olive oil.
But I don't have a baby, you know. I mean, you know, I'm sure Aldi's like, is your kid not grown up yet? I'm like, I know, but I really like these wet wipes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a kind of a wet, you know, wipe
a wet
down.
Wipe. Yeah.
A wet wipe.
Yeah.
You know, and so forth. But if I did a visualization about old Jerusalem and I took everybody in this hypnotic trance state to see what kind of, and talk to David.
Yeah.
I think I might have to throw up.
Right.
I'm like, oh. I mean, They didn't have toilet paper.
No. Okay. No.
First off.
And they didn't shake hands.
I don't think they shook hands.
No.
No, because that came later because it was like, hey, I don't have a gun in my hand.
Yeah.
That's why we're shaking hands.
Also, I did use a wet wipe.
Yes. Also, my hand is the wet wipe in Old Jerusalem. And you're like, oh, okay, gotcha. Your hand is the wet wipe in Old Jerusalem. You're like, oh. And I'm thinking that back in the day, no one pooped as much. I'm just thinking.
I think so too, Jules.
But my God, you must have had, they must have had a wonderful flora in their gut. I mean, you know, I mean, they're just eating fecal matter all day long, basically. I mean, I'm sure their food has a little bit of fecal matter.
Oh,
in it.
Yeah.
And so their gut must be okay to handle it.
Yeah.
They must have like steel guts or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
But
I mean, I'm sure they ate camel.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they ate camel.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm sure that it was all okay. They ate whatever they could in some sense.
Yeah.
But very, very interesting. Just thinking about that. But then, you know, what was the end result? Two things that you will have to tell me. You went on a weird deep dive into the rabbit hole of I don't know what.
Yeah, but I went into a deep rabbit hole. Yeah.
In my brain, it just said Trump's butt. That's what the rabbit hole was Trump's butt.
No.
But in two different locations, you had heard prophecy about Trump, President Trump.
Right.
And this always messes me up.
Right. And well, I could tell that story if you want me to.
Sure.
If you want.
We are not prophesying this.
No, I was just. Every once in a while I listen to this Catholic radio news station.
Yes.
And
is it relative?
No. Okay. Oh, no. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
And every once in a while I do. So, but this week, the guy, I can't think of his name, interviewed a physician. And his story.
Okay.
And he's probably about in his 60s now, and he told the story himself, the physician did. And he told the story about that he was in medical school in Rome in the late 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. And during this time, he was Catholic. He would, you know, he had seen another American as when he was going to daily mass, and he knew it was American because he would hear him talk and he talked American. And so he went up and introduced himself. And this guy, his name was Tom Zimmer. Mm-hmm. And so he said they struck up a friendship and through the months they would go to mass together. And sometimes they would go to three and four masses consecutively because he said in Italy, he said, you can go to mass every half an hour. Aww. At a different church. You can just go to mass continually.
That's great.
And he said that, and so they had been friends for a while and they decided to go to Rome for a week. Mm-hmm. I think there was something, I can't remember what was the special, but he said,
2 + 1.
Every so often, buy one get one free.
Yeah,
every so often with free they shipping, would have this door, and this door would open, and then they would close this door, and then they would reopen a new door. But how they closed the door was by bricking it off.
Okay,
and then they would sell bricks to brick the door. And then the masses, and then you would write your petition or whatever you wanted on the brick, and then they would brick it up, and then the masses celebrated behind that door all would go to those petitions. And so the physician said that he had noticed that Tom had bought a brick, and he said, well, do you mind sharing, you know, what your, you know, petition was or your intention? And he said, he said, God told me, he said, I put down Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you know a Donald J. Trump? And he said, well, in New York, there's this guy, he's like a notorious playboy.
Right.
And he's, you know, just a big playboy and has money because his father had money and everything. Yeah. And he said, I don't know if that's the same one. He goes, well, I don't know either. He said, but God told me that that his hand was on him and he would be our future president.
Yeah.
And he showed me the brick and it had Donald J. Trump on it and he put it in the wall.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a very, very interesting.
Right.
That's a short version of the entire story.
Yeah, of the rabbit hole you went down. And when you heard this, did you go, what? What?
Don't do this to me. Yeah. Well, Catholic news, don't do this to me.
And you're just like, okay, this is interesting. Yeah. I love it.
Right.
And then we were, somehow you got, and you know, you're not looking for this stuff.
No.
This stuff lands on
just,
your plate.
It's just coming to, yes.
And so, and then I sometimes wonder if Donald Trump has hired like a personal assistant to search these things out, like if he has, and like every day he gets a briefing of all the places where they go, oh my gosh, President Donald Trump, he has been anointed by God. And he's like, I have been anointed by God.
I have been anointed by God.
I go, oh my gosh, there is a brick in the 80s, or is it the 90s?
No, it was in the early 80s.
Yeah.
The guy that Tom Zimmer didn't even know the name, who he was. He happened to ask his friend if he had known, because this is the... God said, pray for him. He's got my hand on him.
Right.
And anyway, so then the other rabbit hole corresponding to this was, I was shown these series of children's books that were written in the 1890s through the 1910s, 1912. And I saw all the titles. You know how, like, when I was growing up, it would be like Nancy Drew and The Secret of the Watchtower or whatever, and things like that. Well, these were books that were about a young boy named Baron Trump who could time travel.
Ah.
And these were all his adventures.
Uh-huh.
And the last book of the series was called Baron Trump, The Last President.
Ah.
And it was interesting because the little lad had a watch, pocket watch, that he used to time travel with.
Okay.
And then in the 1920s, the name of the author, and I can't think of it, it's like Lockwood something or other, Lockwood manufactured a watch called the Baron Trump watch.
Oh, when was this?
It was in the 1920s.
Oh my gosh.
Based on
the books.
The books. Now, what was interesting about this, the person that I was listening to corresponded this, because they said that when Tesla, who had all these patents and probably understood free energy and all these things, when he was arrested, they took all of his patents, all of his work. And the person that I was listening to said it landed in the office of a man named John Trump. And so
who is John Trump?
Now, I don't know that. Okay. I really don't know that. But they were saying that possibly that the Trumps do know how to time travel, because this is this was a technology that Tesla knew, and that they had the information or the technology to use this. And supposedly too, now because we're in such a deep crisis, you know, Trump is going to be pulling out this wild card of that he has of the Tesla technology, the free technology. Time travel. I don't know,
President
Julie.
Trump. And then you just go
another brick in the wall.
Yeah. Over in Rome. That's just
who sang that song?
Oh, it's
pigs.
No, not pigs.
I guess I keep seeing pigs with that for whatever reason.
I mean, that was on the cover of the
All in All, it's
Pink Floyd.
Just Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
got it.
Not pigs, Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
So that was a crazy deep dive.
Yes.
And then when you just go, okay, you're like, how does this affect me, my decision-making
process?
Well,
here's the thing.
You're all about connecting
the dots. Once the economy gets humming again, people aren't going to have the time to do these deep dives into the...
And I have to tell you, everyone I know is working twice as hard.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess not. I mean, we know people who... I wouldn't call them not working, though. Like... We're not in an area where, like, the restaurants have suffered, the bars have suffered.
Oh, yes,
that's for sure.
Yes.
But they're not the hub of our economy in our area.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's still horrible to have them. Yeah. But
also, too, the fact that in Oregon, the only grocery store.
Yeah, there's only one grocery store.
Has been closed due to COVID outbreak. And then, you know, people talk about how some there are in places in the inner city that are food deserts.
Yes.
Because they can't get real fresh food.
Right.
Well, that's exactly what Oregon is right now.
Yeah.
They are in a food desert.
Right. You'd have to actually go to
a different town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to travel 15 miles just to get get fresh food.
And if you were in the inner city and you only had a bus to get there, that's a hassle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. So it is an interesting time. I'm not making, I hope you didn't think I was making light of it.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, I was just saying that everybody, mom's like, oh no, Julie, weren't making light of it. So I'm going to take
No, just when you said people are working twice as hard.
And you're like, no,
I didn't feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we're working twice as hard.
Possibly.
I get you, don't feel that either.
No.
It's all good.
Well, in my mind, my goal is to work smoother and easier,
100%.
Not harder. I don't receive that, Julie.
I don't receive. You're right, Mother. You're definitely right. Mm-hmm. And
I'm going to speak that.
Speak it.
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Decree it.
Okay. Cool. No, I guess I was going to. I should have said nothing. That's what I should
How
say.
How dare you open your mouth?
I should say nothing. Okay, so I'm going to transfer into something else that I listen to that I can recommend. There's this new podcast called Once Upon a Time in the Valley. Mm-hmm. Once Upon a Time in the Valley. Now
it sounds like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. But what it's about? It's about the 3 years that is it Tara Reid?
Tracy Lord.
Tracy Lord, not Tara Reid. She's an actress, and she'll be like, that's not me. Sorry, girlfriend. Okay, Tracy Lords, she was a porn star.
She was.
And she was a porn star between the age of 15 and 18.
Correct.
And there's only 3 of these episodes that dropped. I can recommend it. More will be coming weekly. But it's about her side of the story and then the porn industry's side of the story and how they don't necessarily match. But it's fascinating, and remember a couple weeks ago I talked about on the show how the FBI was going after
Epstein, correct?
And it took them
years
to gather enough evidence to arrest his ass.
But the young girl
from that was helping them out, they're like, hey, we can arrest you now because you basically were horned for
you. Turned 18, now we can arrest you.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
So basically.
Not fair.
Yeah, not fair. So basically, what I gather is that the FBI knew that Tracy was underage and doing porn.
Oh.
And as soon as she turned 18, they break into her house. She's just wearing a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They pull her in, not arrest her, but they pull her in as she is in, supposedly, into the FBI office and start interrogating her. Mm-hmm. She's not arrested.
Right.
But they want to find out all they can.
Right.
But come find out that they had known about this for a couple of years.
Right.
Or at least 1 year, but they weren't going to pull her out until she's 18.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we'll still just allow her to have sex with older men.
We'll keep
an
eye on her.
We'll watch
the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the 70s.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So basically the FBI is not there to stop crime.
Not the FBI.
No.
No.
They're there to take their time to gather enough evidence so they can prosecute and maybe confiscate your house and your boats and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the FBI.
And that's the thing that pissed me off
the most. They're just there to investigate. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yes.
There's nothing about crime in there.
No,
not CSI.
Yes.
It's FBI.
Yeah. We just investigate.
Yeah.
No conclusions.
And also, we're a bureau.
Yeah.
Have you ever known a bureau to be like, do anything fast?
No. They're not efficient in any way.
No.
Shape or
it's
form.
It's interesting because you mentioned the story to me. I haven't heard it. But it was interesting because in the 70s, we had heard of Tracy Lords.
Right.
And we had seen a couple of it. Cause
not in the 70s. She was in the 80s.
In the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
They're a blur to me. But
you could
actually go to your corner video store and get X-rated movies. It was not a big deal.
No.
You had to go through a door in our corner video store, you could go in the back.
Yeah.
And you could rent X-rated movies. Or even some R-rated, but why get R when you
can
have
that? Which I think is hysterical because I have vivid memories of going to a video store being, let's say, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
My dad saying, Julie, go pick out a movie you want. I'll be in that in that closet over there. I'll be through the trap. I go, what's behind that door, Dad? just movies for adults. Like, that's right. Okay, that's right. Good enough.
We'd obviously had known about Tracy Lords. Not that she was underage, but we did not prefer her movies.
Right.
We just,
how come?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Right.
Why? But she was not one of my favorite porn stars. Yeah. You know. So I don't have.
Did you
that.
Have a favorite?
But I don't remember the names.
Well,
you know?
In this series, they talk to her contemporaries, and some of them are named something Canyon. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
Kathy Canyon.
Ginger Lynn. Like, we liked her.
And Amber Lynn.
Yeah.
Those were like the four. It was Ginger Lynn, Amber Lynn, someone Canyon, and Tracy Lords.
Yeah, I think probably the Lynns were probably our favorites.
One of those other women were from Rockford, Illinois, which is just kind of close to us.
What?
Father was a police officer.
What?
And I'm thinking, okay. And it was kind of funny because, you know, I always, now, whether or not this is true or not, in my mind, if you went into the porn industry or a stripper, you typically hated your father.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
Right.
That's the rumor. Now, basically, in Tracy Lord's case, obviously true.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad left her mom and early on and was mm-hmm. abusive and didn't send him any money. Like, mm-hmm. just basically left him.
Mm-hmm.
And her stepfather, through Tracy Lord's words, says, was basically, you know, messed with her sexually. And, mm-hmm. you know, but she liked him a lot because he was a provider.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would at least put food on the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like, okay. And then this one woman, I don't know if it was which one of the other porn stars was saying this. She goes, listen, I was going to get my attention from my parents some way or another. I'm like, okay, I get you.
Yeah.
So good.
You will look at me now, Daddy.
At least that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the money's good. I mean, they said the money was good at the mm-hmm. time. I don't know if it is now mm-hmm. because
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Don't you?
There's a lot of wounded
yeah.
girls.
And also, that is not a vehicle to break into mainstream anything.
Right. They tell you it is, but it's really not.
I mean, the old days, it could have been.
Well, that's what they said.
That's what they said.
The women that wanted to break into what they did was they wear a lot more makeup.
Yes.
Put, you know,
yes.
You couldn't tell who they were.
Right.
So, yeah. But what Tracy Lords did was she turned everybody she worked into
mm-hmm.
into pedophiles, basically, because
yes.
even though she had proof of her being over 18
mm-hmm.
And so forth, it was a lie. And therefore, everybody that she worked with
mm-hmm.
was guilty of something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when it all went down, everybody at that point then wanted to rent a video of hers to see because they were going to be confiscated. So
they called that Gone with the Wind effect.
Was it really?
No, do you remember how just recently everybody was up in arms with Gone with the Wind because of how it showed slavery.
Uh-huh.
And so HBO had taken off its platforms.
Oh, my God.
And at that moment, everybody's like, Gone with the Wind. I've never seen that movie. I should go see it now. Yeah. What are they talking
about?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And at that moment, it just,
It was hot.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, because we had done a video as a family.
Yes.
Remember when they were really big, the video thing?
Yeah.
It was like in the 80s, and we called it Gone with the Wind.
That's
but what
right.
It was just little tiny episodes.
Yes.
And we accidentally gave the VCR
yeah.
back to the video store. And,
yes.
and when we went back to get it, they were playing it on
on the big screen.
The big screen.
Oh, no. Oh, hello. That's horrible.
We just had done a little series
of
vignettes. Sorry. It was called Gone with the Wind.
Yes. They're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And it was little vignettes. It was Dad pretending to be Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
It was Greg and I doing an infomercial.
Yes, on Mr. Big Cream.
Yes. You put it on your pee-pee and it makes to grow bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and the only problem is your hands get big. And
we did
that. Oh my God. It was quite ingenious.
Yes, it was very ingenious.
We were filmmakers even back in the day.
Even back in the 80s.
Oh, come on. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember you did a film that you were hoping it would go on to America's Finest Home Videos.
Yes.
It was a scene between Dad and Gregory wrestling.
Yes.
And what you had done was you had a mannequin head.
Yes.
And at some point,
I had bought there. We were in the city, and we were doing air freight.
Chicago.
And Chicago, and they were going out of business, and it was a wig shop.
Yeah.
And I ran in and I said, "Can I have the head and the wig.
Yeah.
I just knew at some point I was going to use this thing.
Yes, thank God we have lost that head and wig. I think we've thrown it away. Thank God. Because I can see
but you used it for Halloween.
We did. We got our uses out of it.
Yes.
And the scene was Dad and Greg were wrestling.
Yeah.
And they had you had taken the head and put it where Gertie's head would be.
Yeah.
And Dad is twisting the head around. Like, oh, it's like, ah. And then
it was you.
It was funny.
And then we, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Did not even respond.
No. Screw damn you. Screw you.
Bob Saget.
AMB.
You know.
Or AFB. Yeah. Screw right. you.
We are no more. No
I
more.
I spit on you.
Yes. So, but I was getting back to that, you know, Once Upon a Time in the Valley.
Yes, yes.
I can recommend listening to it.
Yes.
It's kind of titillating, but not overly titillating.
Yeah.
And you realize it's a business and you hear both sides of stories and you're going, oh, there's so much to every story.
Yeah.
And
there are, that's why people have a hard time believing in the truth.
Yes.
Right now.
Because
that's their truth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's their truth.
That's their truth.
Oh, and that's their truth.
Yeah. And the truth is a big pie. I've just heard of your slice of the pie. Mm-hmm. I've heard your slice of the pie. Mm-hmm. Here's this slice of the pie. And together, it is the masterpiece of our life.
Or
right?
It could just be a jumbled up cherry, pumpkin,
apple,
shoe fly pie.
Yeah. Shoe fly pie. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're just like, don't think so.
Yeah.
Don't think so. Yeah. But my brain felt great to have that confirmation that, you know, women typically, because I always felt like there's a part of me going, well, you know, is something wrong with me by not wanting to be a porn star?
Yeah.
Or a stripper.
Yeah. Like that. There's something wrong with you, Julie.
Like, you know, there's good money in it. Why not?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's right. Cause I love my dad. My dad was around. I get it. You know, but now I will say on the other side of this, there are probably women out there who are very secure in their sexuality, have had great relationships with their father, or and can be in that, be in those environments in a healthy way. Mm. Maybe.
Mm, maybe. I think my feeling is there's a lot of drugs during that time.
Well,
in the late 70s, early 80s.
Coke was on the rear.
Everybody's rear end.
Yes. And no one was eating. Everybody was doing coke.
Yeah.
No one was eating.
Yeah.
And you just had all this sexual energy.
Yeah.
And you could make you can either make $3 an hour working at a grocery store, or you can make $100 a day doing porn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
And then AIDS came along.
That was probably a nice little.
I think that changed the industry quite.
Yeah.
Quite, you know.
It did. Yeah. Well, they had to start wearing condoms, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay, cool.
Just cool. You know.
Once Upon a Time in the Valley.
Yeah, they're about 35-minute-long podcasts. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that length.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy there that calls himself Stud Turkles. Is that right?
Well, Studs Turkle
Studs was. Turkles. Circle. Studs
was,
Turkle.
He was a reporter.
Yes.
In Chicago.
Yes. But this guy has
and
a,
died.
Yeah, and the, died.
Yeah.
He was a famous reporter in Chicago,
yeah.
Or at least locally famous.
Yeah, I don't know how I can do it unless it's his son.
I don't know. It can't possibly be. It's just not. I don't know who this person is.
Okay.
But his nighttime name is called Studs Terkel.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that one out.
I don't get
that could be a stripper name.
I guess.
Yeah.
I hear that on episode 2.
But they always say, though, your stripper name would be the name of your first pet and the first street you lived on.
Yes. I think I have a great stripper name.
Yeah.
It's Henry Addison. I like that name.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a little masculine.
Yeah.
A little bit old Henry fathers Addison. Are like, you know, our founding fathers kind of thing.
Yeah. Mine doesn't sound too cool. Mine would be Blackie 18th Street.
No, it does.
Or 18th Street Blackie.
That's or just 18 Blackie. Like you're like barely 18.
Or yeah. Oh, Blackie 1-8.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. Blackie 1-8.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's
not bad.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of nuance there. You know, because you know whatever guys want to just some guys just want to do barely 18. Yeah. I can't get in trouble, right? You know, and so forth. So moving on.
Yes.
Okay. And then I was working a lot, so I was into a lot of podcasts.
Yes, you did work a lot this week.
And I took this weird dive. I felt schizophrenic or, you know, bipolar in some sense, mm-hmm. because I, you know how I like Sam Harris. I adore Sam Harris. We do his meditation every day.
We love Sam Harris.
Sometimes when I'm driving, though, depending on the conversation, he has such a monotone voice.
Yeah, he does. It can lull you to sleep.
It can also give me anxiety because I'm just like,
yeah, come on, let's do it.
And today he said, I want to apologize for the last 4 or 5 weeks of the podcast because they've been very depressing.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this one was about nuclear war mm-hmm. and how we are literally 1/100 of a second away from
on that clock. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's clicked up again, you know.
Oh, and is that, why is that?
I think because President Trump didn't want to sign the treaty with Iran, and the guy who was talking, what I want to say was Bill or William, I wanted to say William Perry.
The refrigerator?
Yeah.
I love the fact that he's...
Sam Harris was interviewing William Perry. I should look his name up. But anyway, was interviewing him and her granddaughter. Mm-hmm. You can look it up, people. Okay.
Yes. Please. Now is not the time, Joey.
No. And they were saying that he should have signed it. He goes, I understand why he didn't sign it, because he wanted more in our deal. But it would have been lovely to just have this on the deal, which is Iran agrees not to continue proliferating, you know, mm-hmm. or creating nuclear mm-hmm. bombs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm not so worried about a war as an accident happening. Mm-hmm. He goes, if you guys just knew how many times mm-hmm. accidents occurred, like real close to the bombs being dropped, mm-hmm. you couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
He said, they
thank
talked
God.
About,
I don't,
yeah,
I
think
know.
I don't know this. But yeah. Now I do.
Yeah.
Screw you, Sam Harris. And that's why I only listened to about 20 minutes of this, and I yeah. had to go someplace
it
else.
Was, yeah.
That's why I went to... to the, you know, Once Upon a Time
the
in the
Tracy
Valley.
Lord, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I had to, and he, what they were saying was
must
this one
switch
incident.
Gears.
Yeah. This one incident where they, okay, so whatever these silos are at that we have.
Yeah.
Okay, so they got the soldier men, the army guys, you know, there yeah. protecting it. They see someone crossing, like climbing over the fence.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh my God. They switch a switch to turn the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
The guy switched the wrong switch, which
sent, opens the
no, it didn't open, but gave the command like we're at war.
Oh my God!
Okay,
yeah.
Which then starts the process of people going, "Oh my God, we're at war. What do
yeah.
we do?"
Yeah.
Okay, and then to find out it wasn't a guy coming over the fence; it was a bear. The bear had gotten caught in a fence or
oh,
something
no.
like that. No, the bear is not the issue here.
Oh, okay. Is he okay?
The bear's fine.
Okay,
the bear's
great.
Fine. The problem is we were literally this close.
But the bear's okay.
The bear's okay. The bear is okay. This close to starting an accidental nuclear war.
Oh, my God.
Now they talked about.
What was that one movie that was with the guy from. You know, that's married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. What's War that? Games.
War Games, yeah. yeah.
And then Sam was always talking about, and listen, the more we get into artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more, you know, who's to say that something doesn't go awry?
Well, also, too, with artificial intelligence, we were talking to our Verizon rep this week.
Yes.
And
we have a Verizon rep.
And he was telling us about getting with, because we have ELDs, electronic login devices in our semi. And he was telling us about Verizon's technology is AI.
Yes.
And the difference is that with our having AI is that it begins to know us.
Yes.
And once it begins to know us, it begins to anticipate our moves.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun, you know, that happens, but it's also kind of Orwellian.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
well, you know.
I totally agree with you, yeah. and I'm not there for it yet. I don't.
We chose not to.
No, at this moment.
We said, Verizon, we're choosing not to go AI right now.
Exactly. So they also talk about the Bay of Pigs. Is that Cuban Missile
yeah,
Crisis
yeah.
with President
Kennedy. Yeah.
And what was interesting about that is that we don't realize how close we were.
Yeah.
I mean, and also we don't realize that our army generals, our military generals,
mm-hmm.
you know, they are a little bit more apt to say yes, drop shit. Oh,
that's why they're generals.
Yeah.
That they're all about military.
And so the president's like, no, we're going to one more day to negotiate this. Yeah. One more day to negotiate this. And so we didn't. And then also he talked about when we dropped the bombs in Japan, that we were going to drop 3 bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how can't think of the president's name that was there.
Was it FDR?
No.
During the bombing?
Truman,
yeah.
Was it Truman?
Yeah.
At that point, if I'm remembering correctly, what he said was that the generals wanted to drop another bomb, but Truman was getting reports back of the casualties.
Yeah.
And they were hundreds of thousands. And he's like, we are not dropping another bomb.
Yeah.
And at that moment, he took the power completely away from the military to decide on when to drop the bomb.
Thank God.
Because the military is just more like,
this is what happens.
You know,
yeah.
People die.
Well, also, I heard too, like in you know, London is the financial head of the planet.
Right.
Rome is the religious, you know, head of the planet, and Washington is the military head of the planet. So yes, those guys are the first to say, yes, I'm ready to, you know.
Yes.
Oh, can I tell you a quick aside?
Yeah.
I was, again, a deep dive, you know, but I was listening to Robert Kennedy Jr. and he was being interviewed by charity that he was on that about saving animals and things like that. And during these interviews that are on Zoom, they live scroll people's comments and questions. And so they're saying that during this live scrolling of this interview, this one person asks Robert Kennedy, because the rumor is that JFK Jr. is still alive, and said, if JFK Jr. is still alive, touch your nose. And it scrolled, and he read it, and he touches his nose and smirks.
No!
And you see the, and you actually see it. And he does it. He does it.
Oh my God!
So, I don't know what that means, but...
Absolutely nothing. Oh gosh! Well, this is what.
How old would he be now?
If he's had work done,
maybe
I don't know.
He could be like 60. Or
yeah,
60 like that.
For sure. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
How old was he when he passed away?
I don't know.
In my mind, he's a perpetual playboy.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I know how old
like
I am,
he was in
and
his
I 30s. Think he was older than me.
Yeah,
maybe he wasn't older than me. Maybe he's younger
know.
Than me.
I don't know. Girlfriend.
He could have been younger than me. I guess.
Yeah. He could have been younger than you.
Yeah. So maybe he was in his... No.
Oh, no.
But he didn't have kids yet.
Should I ask Alexa? He never had kids
No,
yet.
I don't think he needs Alex. I think he would have been 60 because his sister is definitely 60 plus, wouldn't you think?
Probably, yeah.
I'm guessing,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They were similar in age.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that
in. That was very wild.
Thank you.
You know what you realize? That you can listen to anything on the internet.
You can get anything you want. It's crazy.
Joe Rogan was interviewing... 2 people from the UFO. Remember Bob Lazar? Bob Lazar.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
And there was actually a document.
Sure.
Document.
Yeah, I saw that on Netflix. Yeah.
Great document. 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 Document.
What documentary.
Thank you. Documentary. Mm-hmm. Great documentary about it. And what they were talking about, just how in the last year or two, people are really starting to believe in UFOs.
Right.
And but Joe Rogan was talking about it, and he goes, you know, sometimes I just go, am I wasting so much time, though? Like, how in any way does this help or hurt me,
mm-hmm.
knowing this information? And I put this information into just, like, the world's kind of fun.
Well, also,
you know?
I agree with you. You put this information in a place where it expands your brain.
Yes.
Because
it needs to expand
your
brain.
You need to keep expanding your brain and having different places to put things.
And then, so I listened, I stopped listening to Sam, went in the valley, or once upon a time in the valley, then went over to Joe, talking about aliens, and then he would throw up interesting thoughts. Like, one interesting thought was this idea that, what was the idea? Now I can't remember. Just the idea that, like, okay, you know, we see that 12,000 years ago, there is technology on this planet. Like, we've done archaeological digs.
Right.
And like,
so they have plumbing and things like that.
Yeah, like, what in the world?
Right.
You know? Now, I remember watching something where they said, like, oh, they had lead pipes, and that could be the reason why they were all so effing crazy.
The lead?
The lead in the water pipes. Oh. I'm like, oh, yeah. We were still needing to learn a lot more, okay? But then an asteroid probably hit, took a lot of us out, and it was a reset. We had to go back, you know?
Oy vey.
I know. And so you go, and then he goes, you know, what if people are, you know, other species in the universe are trying to help us out and get us up faster because for whatever reason, because of the asteroid belt, our planet is just in a firing range.
Right.
And every 12,000 so plus years, there's a little bit of a technological reset.
Right.
So we never can get far enough in advance to or far enough ahead to solve our big problems, which they can be solved.
Right.
But we got to get further and further ahead.
Right.
And so maybe they're coming and trying to help us move farther ahead faster.
Biblically, you know, there were different ages where, you know, when things got out of control, there was a flood, you know, or there was this happening, you know, and that, I guess you could call that a reset.
I totally get that. And if you listen to people who've read the Bible and tell you, no, it only happens this way. But you listen to other people who read the Bible and they have this expanded view of it.
Right.
You're like, oh, the world is so big.
Yes.
And now that, I mean, you and I have both experienced unidentified flying objects.
Right.
And not just alone, but together.
Right.
And so I don't know if they're aliens.
And I've done with Dad, too.
And you've done with Dad. So
could be that I'm the catalyst.
No.
And I'm okay with it.
Yes, okay. You are the catalyst. I will give that to you.
You were. Why did you say no first then?
Well, because that one I saw without you.
Oh, that's true. You're the catalyst.
I'm the catalyst. No, I just think it's our lineage, and we like to look up. We love looking up. But, all right, girlfriend, well, that's the end of the show.
What?
I know. I have so much more to talk about, but I hope half
of what you want to talk
about. No, I hope it's okay with everybody. I hope you guys had a good time.
Yes.
Especially during this time of just craziness. And we love you. We really do love you.
Yeah, we love you. And keep wearing your masks.
Keep wearing your mask. And Griffin, how was the show?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.